Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Jesus is the hope of the world. In fact, Jesus is the only hope for our world. Why? Because there's nobody else like Jesus. Jesus is the only Son of God. He's God in a human body. His was a miraculous birth, the only one of its kind ever. Jesus was born to a virgin. He never sinned. He lived a flawless life. And because of that, he's the only one qualified as the perfect, pure, spotless payment for sin. Jesus is the sacrificial Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That cannot be said of anyone else. Ever. Only Jesus. Why? Because there's no one else like Jesus. He's also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He rules over the universe with love and justice and truth. There's no one higher than Jesus, no one greater than Jesus. He's the Creator in a human body. He's the suffering servant, and he's also the triumphant, soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is the hope of the world. No one else comes even close to his unique magnificence. Everyone fails. Everyone. Not Jesus. Jesus never fails. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's constant. He's unchanging. He heals the sick. He comforts the brokenhearted. He forgives the sinner, and he gives hope to the hopeless. Hope for today, hope for tomorrow, hope for all of eternity. And no one else can do this. Only Jesus can give us that hope. And even though he was pure and perfect, even though he performed amazing signs and miracles and wonders, even raising the dead, and even though he taught with unequaled divine authority, he was still despised and rejected and scorned. Do you know why? Because those who rejected him hated him because he stood for all that was against their lifestyle. He stood in the way of their greed, their lust, and their corruption. So they accused him falsely. They condemned him wrongly. They crucified him on the cross. And they buried him in a new tomb to get rid of him once and for all. But you can't get rid of Jesus. They killed him on Friday, but he rose from the dead on Sunday. He annihilated the power of Satan. He defied and he defeated our greatest enemy, death, making a way for all of us to come back to God and have eternal life. Jesus did this for us. The Bible says, he that knew no sin became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God. Wow. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin, for our rebellion against God. And he now invites anyone, anywhere to find freedom from guilt, freedom from the penalty of our sin. The Bible says, to as many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become the sons of God. The Bible says, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, only the name of Jesus. So Jesus, and only Jesus, is the hope of the world. Through the power of his holy life and by the power of his resurrection from the dead, Jesus forgives us and he transforms us from sinners into saints, from enemies of God to members of the household and family of God. Only Jesus can do this. No one else. Do you know, before this building was a church, it was a movie theater. And the very first movie that was shown here was called The Robe. It's the story of Marcellus, a Roman military tribune, who is sent as a punishment from Rome to the hardship post of Palestine. He enters Jerusalem for the first time on the very day of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a donkey. And as Jesus passes by the Roman soldier, their eyes lock, and something sparks inside Marcellus's heart. Marcellus is then assigned the role of commanding the unit that is responsible for crucifying Jesus. And at the foot of the cross, in a game of dice, Marcellus wins Jesus' robe. As he watches and he participates in the death of Jesus, he's moved because there's something unique, something different, something special about this man and the way that he dies. In fact, as he dies, the earth begins to shake and thunder and lightning pierce the sudden darkness as the sun is eclipsed by the moon. Something is happening. As Marcellus covers himself with the robe that he's won to protect himself from the howling wind and the rain that accompanies the death of Jesus, he's overcome by a sudden sense of grief and guilt for what he's just done in nailing this man to the cross. Marcellus is then given the responsibility of rounding up the followers of this crucified Jesus. But as he watches their lives and he hears their stories, his life is thrown into turmoil. He's caught between loyalty to brutal Rome and this strange but powerful pull in his heart to Jesus. Paulus, another Roman centurion, is sent to collect the Christians that Marcellus is supposed to have rounded up, but now he finds Marcellus defending them. They end up in a sword fight, which Marcellus wins, and as he's about to kill Paulus, he stops because something has happened inside him, and he throws down the sword. In the watching crowd is a man called Simon Peter, who invites Marcellus into Christian faith. But out of anguish and guilt, Marcellus refuses. He says, "I can't do that. He would never forgive me. I nailed him to the cross." Peter tells Marcellus of his own denial of Jesus and how three times he denied him, and from the cross Jesus forgave him. He'll surely forgive Marcellus. Broken, Marcellus finally surrenders and he pledges his life to Jesus. He's sent back to Rome where he's condemned to die for being a follower of Jesus. And the last scene of the very first movie on this building is Marcellus going into heaven because of what Jesus did in his heart. That is how it must be for all of us. There is a tug in our hearts between the world that we know and full surrender to Jesus. Like Marcellus, we must each recognize our part in the death of Jesus. You see, it wasn't Marcellus who nailed Jesus to the cross. It was my sin that nailed Jesus to the cross. I deserve to die. But Jesus died in my place on that cross. And when I accept that and humbly turn to Jesus, he forgives. And like Marcellus, he changes me. And my friends, that is what the Christmas story is really about. But we do more than just experience personal change. That's just the beginning. We must welcome Jesus back into the center of our culture and our society and our city and our nation. When we put Jesus not only at the center of our lives, but at the center and the core of our city and our nation and our culture, then we don't just have individual hope, we have national hope. You see, all the things that society needs to be whole and healthy and secure and prosperous are found only in Jesus. Jesus is love. That's what our city needs. Jesus is holy and just. That's what our city needs. Jesus is kind and faithful and good and generous and patient and forgiving and grace-filled and considerate of others. And it's those things that need to drive out the greed and the lust and the anger and the pride and the bitterness and the revenge and the jealousy and the corruption and the sin that characterizes what our city is. Only Jesus can do this. No political party or leader can do this. No religious leader or denomination can do this. No economic system will heal the brokenness of our hearts and our society. Only this baby whose birth we celebrate at Christmas, only Jesus can do this. Only Jesus is my hope, your hope, our hope, the hope of Kampala, the hope of Uganda, the hope of the world. So, let's not just sing about him. Let's individually and collectively, as Ugandans, surrender our lives and our nation to the sovereignty of this wonderful Jesus.
Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portodochurch.com.